T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Finding the perfect used car can feel like searching for a needle in a haystack. Sure, having a large quantity to choose from is nice, but having high quality...
Steve Tasker, Bill's Radio Color Analyst, joining us live this morning. Brought to you by Northwest Bank, increasing the value of you, and Steve Foley Law. Settle for more with Steve Foley Law. Tough loss for the Bills last night in Tennessee. Steve, that first interception really set the tone, didn't it?
Yeah, it did. I felt that the Tennessee Titans really played this game as though they were on vacation. They'd gone through a couple of weeks that were really rough, and the game for them was a release and a chance to get away from all of that. And they played like that. They played with a lot of enthusiasm, a lot of joy. And the Bills, couldn't match that in the early going. And the first, a tipped interception, which a bad break, set the Titans up for some early success. And that got the ball rolling for the Titans.
The Bills, Steve, I mean, they just kind of look flat to open things up yesterday. I mean, was there anything in particular you saw from the Titans that forced that? Or was that something that the Bills kind of have to look in the mirror and go, what happened with us?
Yeah, I think you can say that, that the Bills look flat. But I think you compare them to a team like Tennessee that was literally exuberant just to get on the field. Forget about playing well, forget about, winning the game. The Tennessee Titans, it was the first time they'd been back together as a team. They had a lot of things to be really happy about last night, getting the lid back on the outbreak of COVID for them. And the Bills, they didn't know they were actually going to play the Titans until Sunday afternoon. It was a hard game. It's hard to be motivated to prepare when you don't know that you've got a game. I think, and all of those things combined, particularly when you compare the Bills to the mindset of the Titans, I think that's when you look at a team and say, wow, they look flat compared to that other team.
It seemed like, I mean, before the game, I don't know about you, but I was expecting the Titans to have a tougher time than the Bills with all these distractions, over the past week.
Yeah, I think, when you talk about preparation and getting together and practicing and doing all that stuff, yes, that would be. And I think that, but a team like the Titans, I think it's, a couple of things were going for them. Their offense is not a complex passing offense where a lot of timing is required. It's a lot of physicality. It's a lot of pushing off the football and just banging the ball up into the line of scrimmage and then a little misdirection, easy completions. They really didn't push the ball down the field at all last night, and they just did what they could to stay on the field. Their offense was well-suited to being – having a simple game plan, and they executed it really well. Ryan Tannehill, I think, was 21 of 26 or 21 of 27. I mean, they just didn't have any incomplete passes. And a lot of people think, for some teams, missing a couple of weeks of practice would have meant more, I think, than it meant to the Titans, or at least it would have been forced them to play something a little bit different than their normal offense. But the Titans, I think it worked in their favor.
Missing Trey White, Matt Milano, and then on the other side of the ball, John Brown really showed, Steve, I think, to a lot of people. Those three guys mean a lot to this team.
Well, also, Levi Wallace was out of the lineup as well. So the top two cornerbacks and Matt Milano were out as the linebacker spot. John Brown on the offensive side. Zach Moss is still off the field. Also, Dawson Knox left the game, I think, in the first half. So the Bills were undermanned, and there's no doubt, great players make your team play better, particularly in the secondary last night. I think you could really see the lack of of having Tre'Davious White off the field and Levi Wallace off the field. I think that really forced the Bills to go deep into their depth chart and play some guys who were, who were not veterans. You know, they got caught undermanned a little bit, and it showed.
And penalties seem to be a killer. Really cost the Bills at times.
Yeah, and I think that's a sign, too, that the team was distracted by everything that went on. I think the Bills were much more distracted than the Titans were. The Titans, their mindset was, wow, this is so much fun to be out here. We're going to have it's so much better than what we've been going through off the field. And the Bills had seemed like they had the mindset of, wow, there's a lot going on here. I hope those guys are, hope those guys have been minding the protocols. I hope our team comes through this okay without getting sick, kind of. And that kind of mindset, that distracted mindset that seemed evident from the Bills was, I think, a contributing factor to them having some penalties.
All right, so now we're moving on to Kansas City, who obviously, what can you say, defending Super Bowl champions, lost last week, but still look like one of the best teams in football. You play them on another weird time, Steve, Monday at 5. I can't really remember a Monday 5 o'clock dinner time game anytime in the recent past. But what do the Bills need to change going into this game? You mentioned the style of offense Tennessee runs. Very different when you're talking about Kansas City.
Yes, it is. And I think what the Bills need to do is, for one, get healthy. They need their best players on the field, particularly against this team in Kansas City. Kansas City is very talented, and particularly offensively, as everybody knows, you need all your defenders healthy and 100% to play this game. And if that's not the case, the Bills are going to have their work cut out for them. Now, I think the Bills – offensively, we'll get it back on track this next week. Their offensive line was nicked up. Quentin Spain couldn't suit up. Winters was a little bit nicked up as well on the offensive line. They may get a chance to get John Feliciano back in the lineup here in the next 7 or 8 days. So if all of those things, and of course the guys on defense with Milano and Tre'Davious White and Levi Wallace, if they can get some of these guys back on the field, they'll play a lot more efficient football. But I don't think there's any question that is the key thing that the Bills need to get done over the next 6 days to play well against the Chiefs. They need all their best players on the field.
Yeah, it's going to be quite a game, I think, with both teams, the Chiefs and the Bills, trying to bounce back from losses that they wish didn't happen.
Yeah, and the Chiefs are, they're the best offense and one of the most exciting teams in the NFL. They've got Pat Mahomes. They've got Tyreek Hill. They've got some Clyde Edwards-Helaire. They've got some players that are really, really good. And their speed is a real issue for most defenses. And the Bills are going to have a hard time keeping the lid on it. So, this is going to be a really, really tough game. As we knew, the Bills had a tough schedule coming into the season. And with the distractions of COVID scrambling the schedule for so many teams, it does add a little degree of difficulty for teams getting ready. And I think that played a part in what the Bills went through with Tennessee. The uncertainty of who and when they were going to play played into their focus while they were preparing. And we'll see, though, if the Bills know they're playing the Chiefs on Monday at 5, it's a step better and a better situation right from the get-go than it was last week when the Tennessee game was up in limbo and we were talking about forfeitures at this time last week.
Yeah, well, hopefully that shows on the field next week. Steve, thanks so much again. That's Steve Tasker. You can hear him on the call alongside John Murphy, and we did so last night. It was a rough game for the Bills, a 42-16. First time ever that score has ever happened, 42-16 in the NFL.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.